to think that there's salvation in Buddhists. The Muslim is real strong, and they try to appear to the peoples of color and all this kind of stuff. And they try to make us think that Jesus is the white man God. See, all that is confused. You can't find none of that in Scripture. Matter of fact, Paul rebuked Peter for being prejudiced. Right? In 2nd chapter of Galatians. If you don't know that, I can turn that and read it. But anyway, I don't have time tonight. But you can go read it. And he rebuked him because, see, this gospel is for all mankind. Read my lips, hear my voice, listen to what I'm saying. The Bible says not, and the stuff that we allow in our hearts hinder us from receiving from God, because we take what we heard from history and what happened, we allow that stuff in our hearts, and it hinders us from believing God. And we know there's a lot of cruel stuff went down. But we can't hang on to that, and we can't keep considering that. We got to consider what he said. Are you following me so far? All right. We know the Bible says from one blood, out of one blood came all nations. And we have in the midst of us, and this is why we focus on preaching the gospel, not religion. We don't focus on preaching religion, racism, denominations, and all that kind of stuff. We got all that stuff out there. If men and women would preach the gospel, it would have much greater effect on racism and religion and all this other stuff, because the truth is the only thing going to change a man. You can beat him over the head with whatever you beat him over the head with. But until Jesus get in his heart and he get that word develop in him, what I think I read the other night, or sometime real soon, Peter said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So once a person get born again, they must be fed the word, not junk, not Blue John, not some religious thing that some traditional thing or religious thing that they've been practiced. And that's why we must be students of the word. We must be people that study the word, meditate on the word. Let me go on, because I don't want to get too far on that. Because we want to talk about the heart, because that's where the trouble is at. Once you get in your heart, once your heart is right, you need to feed what's in your heart so you can grow up, so you can develop, so you can receive from God. That, listen, I found this out. In Jesus, in this kingdom, this salvation that's been given to us, what God accomplished in Jesus, it's amazing what a man did. What he accomplished, there's nothing missing, nothing broken, everything is whole and complete. But circumstances, that's why you have problems, that's why you have tests, that's why you have trials, that's why you are tempted, that's why you're persecuted. And Satan can't stop you by persecuting you. He'll try to deceive you to make you think something different, act different from the word of God. He tried to put pressure on Paul, persecute him, and shut him down. He tried that, but it didn't work. Well, he'll try to make you think God don't really love you. He really not going to do what he said in his words, so you might as well just do the best you can. That's a lie. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now let's go on just a little further. Have you found Romans chapter? I was going to start at verse 16. I read down through the, third verse? Okay. The fourth verse said, now, to him that worketh is the reward, not reckon of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but what? But what? Believeth on him that did what? Justified the ungodly. His faith is counted for righteousness. So let's skip down to 16. Therefore, his faith is counted for righteousness, right? Therefore, it is what? It is of faith that it might be by grace, so that to the end, the promise might be sure to half of the seed. Oh, everybody, it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. It doesn't matter what the Bible said, barbarian or Scythian. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter. He did this so the promise is to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of who? Abraham. And what did Abraham do? In spite of all, we'll look at it in just a minute. In spite of all the opposition, all the problem, and all the stuff that he was faced with, he still did what? Believe God. How do you know when you're believing? Good question. We'll get to it later. He did what? He believed God. And it says, who is the father of us all? In other words, what the father do shouldn't be a pattern for the son. The father, he's called the father of faith. He believed God. As it is written, verse 17, as it is written, I have what? Made thee a father of one nation. Just the Jews. Oh, many? Many? That mean the people of color, light skin, Miller's, whatever, brown skin, red skin, whatever. If you are a nation, that mean the Arabs. That mean the Muslim. If you are people on planet Earth, this gospel is for them. The reason why they're acting the way they do, they don't have the truth. Reason why people in this congregation act the way they do, they don't have the truth. They're believing something else besides what this word said. That's why they talk against the word, talk against stuff that goes on and they don't see and they don't agree with. They don't have enough wisdom to be quiet and say, Lord, now what about this? They get among themselves because they have not received the truth. And that if you receive the truth, you won't talk against the word. And you won't even talk against leadership, even though leadership may be wrong. You wouldn't when you know the truth, because you know it won't work. But that's why Satan wants to keep this truth from your heart. And none of us know everything. Not a single one of us. Just because I'm the pastor, I don't know everything. If I told you that, I'd be lying. It's real obvious that I don't. But I know what I know. And I need to do what I know. Is that right? Amen. But watch this. He said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed. Abraham did not believe the stuff that was around him, what he was taught by his father, his ancestor, and though that he, you know, that's why God told him, come on out from among them, because they won't help you. They were full of unbelief and all kind of false gods and all that kind of stuff. He's come out from among them.